Yeah, the Global Game with Simon Hill and Alex Bross, through with you until 10 o'clock tonight. Time to talk women's football, and with Michelle Escobar unavailable this week, we're delighted to welcome my Network 10 colleague and five times capped Matilda Georgia Yeoman-Dale to the show. How are you, Georgia?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having a chat to us tonight. We wanted to kick off by talking about the UEFA Women's Champions League. And some of our Matildas in pretty good nick. Steph Catley scoring an absolute stunner last week against Kuya in the Champions League. Caitlin Ford overnight for Arsenal in the return game against the same opposition. And Sam Kerr flying in that tournament as well. They're going all right, our girls.
Yeah, they are. And we also had Ellie Carpenter playing for Lyon overnight. They did go down 1-0 to Bayern Munich, but as you mentioned last week, Steph Catley scored an absolute screamer of a free kick, really showing what she can do. And we had Lydia Williams starting in goals for Arsenal last night as well. She hasn't seen a lot of game time, but really stepped up in the big moment and kept Arsenal in the game when they were only 1-0 up.
I wanted to ask you about Steph Catley's free kicks. I don't remember her being a regular free kick taker. Is that just my memory playing tricks? Because that was a heck of a strike.
She is a regular free kick taker, but not typically from shooting positions.
Yeah.
She's usually taking them from further out wide because she does have a wicked left foot with a lot of whip on it. Stepped up for one just outside the box and really slotted it top right corner.
Caitlin Ford on target, as mentioned, overnight against the same opposition in the return game in London. Good to see Caitlin starting to get game time. She started that match because she's been out, obviously, for quite some time. Is that to sort of bide her time, really, to get back in that starting 11?
Yeah, look, she has. She was injured off the back of the Olympics, so that kind of put her out of form, and with the strike force that Arsenal have, she has struggled a little bit to win her spot back. They did rest a few players overnight against Kuya with Miedemar sitting on the bench, which gave Caitlin Ford the opportunity to play up front, and then as she does, she gets on the score sheet. So she's now giving her coach a bit of a headache of who to pick because they do have a lot of competition in those front three positions.
They sure do. And Arsenal, back in the FA Women's Super League, they've got a tricky trip on the road to Manchester United this weekend. Now, last weekend, Georgia, the men in England had their international break, of course, so the Women's Super League had their Women's Football weekend. Arsenal dropped points in the North London derby against Tottenham, but Chelsea didn't slip up. Hammering Manchester City by 4-0. I don't know what's going on with my team, by the way. I think it's about time they got rid of Gareth Taylor. Sam Kerr on target again. She's absolutely flying, and she's just extended her contract with the Blues, so she's obviously pretty happy there.
Yeah, look, she is, and I think that her performance really shows that. She's the kind of player that when she is happy off the field, she's playing well, and she's definitely scoring a lot of goals for Chelsea at the moment. Manchester City is struggling.
You almost said United then, Georgia. Our friendship was almost over.
No, United are flying. But City are struggling at the moment. They did have their third choice goalkeeper in with Roebuck and Bardsley out injured. And look, Taieb in goals. It's a performance she would like to forget. Let's just leave it at that. It was a bit of a shocker for her, and you can't be doing that against the likes of Chelsea with Frank Kirby and Sam Kerr up front. They're just going to punish you.
And while Man City have been have had a very, very frustrating season, one piece of good news for them and for us, of course, was the return of Hayley Razzo from injury.
Yes, it's great to see Hayley Razzo back out there. She was sidelined for a little while with a shoulder injury, and that's why we saw her miss the latest games for the Matildas on their return home to Australia. But it's great to see Hayley Razzo getting a bit of game time. So we know as Matildas fans she's back fit, and she's been named in the Matildas squad to return to Australia next week to face the US. So it's great news for Manchester City fans and Matildas fans all alike.
I think Brossy's going to ask you a question about the Matildas in a moment, but I just want to bring in a text from Rocky, who's got in touch with us, 0457 736 736. Question for you, Georgia. We've heard the news about Ellie Brush this week, of course, torn her ACL for the second time. And Rocky wants to know, is that the end of her career? He says it would be a shame. She's a player I've always enjoyed watching, very gutsy and very passionate. Any inside info on that for us?
Yeah, look, I did actually have a chat with Brushy today, just checking in on her, because obviously it's devastating news. She was 8 months into her rehab from her ACL that she did last year, and she is keen to go through the rehab process again at the moment. She is hoping to be back for the next A-League season, so that'll be the 2022-23 season. That is the aim that she has at the moment. And then I also asked her about the obvious thing of the World Cup being on home soil in 2023, and she said it's always a fire burning inside of her to make it back for something like that and be in contention. So hopefully for all of us, it's not the end of Ellie Brush, because she's been a big player in the A-League over the years with over 100 appearances.
Absolutely. Yeah, she has, and it would be cruel to end that way. Hopefully we do see her back. George, I was just curious to get your thoughts on the Matildas heading into these massive games coming up against the US Women's National Team. Huge games, 21 years since they were last year. What do you make of the squad, how it's tracking under Tony Gustavsson?
Well, this could be a long answer.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there. No, I think that based off our performances against Brazil, I was really excited. I think that there have been some ups and downs, positive performances mostly at the Olympics. But then we saw that, you know, downward spiral, I suppose, against Ireland, that was not the best game that we've seen from the girls in a little while. So I think that it'll be great to see how we go up against the US. They've always been a measuring stick in women's football globally. And although they're bringing across a much younger side than we're used to seeing, they've left quite a few of their big name stars at home. They're still going to be a highly competitive team, and it'll be great to see how we go up against them.
Yeah, they're always the acid test on the Americans. I don't think Megan Rapinoe is travelling. Is that correct, Georgia? Yeah.
Yeah, no Megan Rapinoe, no Alex Morgan.
Yeah.
We've seen Carly Lloyd retire recently. What a great player she's been for the global game as well. So a lot of new faces up front. They are bringing a few experienced players across the defence and midfield, but a few returns of players who have previously played in the A-League's women as well, which will be good. So familiar for some of the fans here.
Absolutely. Those games on the 27th and 30th of November in Sydney and Newcastle. George, we've got to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Really appreciate it. And I'll probably see you over the weekend, I would imagine.
Yes, I'm sure we will. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks Georgia.
That's Georgia Yeomandale, former Matilda and now part of the Network 10 broadcast team. And we're off to a quick break. On the other side of it, we will talk Football Asia with Paul Williams.